From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. Low snowpack and early snowmelt are concerns across the West, beyond the Colorado River Basin. That's according to new U.S. drought monitor data. As of today, snow water equivalent is less than 40% of normal in some areas. This week, abnormal dryness or drought in the West increased by over 3%, and data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration show warmer than normal temperatures are likely next week. In Salt Lake City, the expected high next Thursday is 82 degrees. That's 7 degrees above the record high set for that day back in 2004. This winter was the warmest on record across much of the Colorado River Basin. And as KUNC's Scott Franz reports, the forecast for how much snowmelt will flow downriver this spring is growing more dire.
Hydrologists like Cody Mosier create a color-coded map to predict how much water will arrive at stops along the river from spring runoff. Green and blue dots are good, red are bad. This year's map is an alarm.
It's not a pretty picture here with lots of reds. That's 50 to 70% of normal April through July runoff. Those maroon colors are 30 to 50%. And we even have some of those pinks, which indicates less than 30% normal seasonal spring runoff.
Mosier is with the federal Colorado Basin River Forecast Center. He says just 2.3 million acre feet of Colorado River water is expected to reach Lake Powell through July. That's about a third of what's considered normal. Some forecasts predict the reservoir could get so low it will stop producing hydropower. The seven states in the river basin remain deadlocked over how to share and conserve the dwindling water supply. I'm Scott Franz.
The Salt Lake County District Attorney has just charged a man in a 1993 murder case. James Wallace Peterson III was arrested yesterday for first-degree murder and aggravated sexual assault. The victim was 35-year-old Teresa Morlock. Morlock died from asphyxiation due to strangulation. The investigation at the time failed to identify a suspect, but the case remained open. A forensics lab found hair and bite marks on the victim's body that have now been matched to Peterson's DNA profile. REI union workers are fighting for their first contract. They held a press conference outside the company's flagship store in Seattle this week. As Nate Sanford of KNKX reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, negotiations are stalled amid cutbacks.
Last summer, the REI union agreed to avoid publicly disparaging the company while they tried to hammer out a contract for the 11 unionized stores. But they hit a wall, and after 6 months of silence, the union has a lot to say.
I've been waiting a long time for this day.
Sarah Charon with UFCW 3000 helped represent REI workers at the bargaining table earlier this winter. Standing outside the flagship Seattle store, she and other labor organizers accused the company of falsely claiming they were at an impasse. In a statement, REI strongly disagrees with the union's characterization and says that it put forward competitive proposals in good faith. King County Councilmember Teresa Mosqueda doesn't buy it.
They're disrespecting the very workers that made them profitable.
Last month, REI told staff it plans to reduce benefits for existing employees and cut pay for new hires. In an internal memo, REI's CEO said the cuts are the result of its tough financial position. Nate Sanford, reporting.
REI has three stores in Utah, in Sandy, Salt Lake, and Farmington. Tribal leaders are backing a water rights deal in northern Arizona. They represent a unified front for the Navajo Nation, Hopi, and San Juan Southern Paiute tribes. They testified before the U.S. Senate Committee on Indian Affairs yesterday. The leaders want to clear up claims to water rights and provide better water access to communities across northern Arizona. Legislation that could make this happen has bipartisan support in Congress. You are listening to KUER News.